NFL experience, then this is the show for you. This is Up on Game with LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plaxico Burress.
Did you hear that? LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, Plaxico Burress?
It's a show with three of the best to ever do it on and off the field.
Live from the Geico Fox Sports Radio studios.
And now, here's Pro Bowlers LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Super Bowl champion Plaxico Burress.
Lights. Camera.
Action, baby.
Action! It's showtime. Because it is the show. You know, like how the late show was the show everybody wanted to see with Magic and Kareem and Worthy and all those guys. This is that show right here, people. It is the main event. It is us. Who is us, they ask? It's TJ Houshmandzadeh. It's Plaxico Burress. It's me. It's LeVar Arrington. I got my man Big Sexy in the background. Big guy producing the show. We got Iowa Sam on the ones and the twos. And we got my man Dirty David G back there doing trending. It's been a great week. It's been a big week of sports. And, you know, hope everybody has enjoyed their week and has gotten off to a great start to their weekend. Let's jump right into this. And listen, we're going to open up the phone lines this weekend due to the request of one Stretch Armstrong wanting us to get, well, you guys involved. So we're going to try and do this today. And we're going to start with this one. First things first, that's kind of funny because I said something on First Things First this week, fellas. And it had to do with Bill Belichick possibly getting his seat warmed up coming into this upcoming season, TJ and Plex. So let's take a listen to the soundbite that I had. It went viral. Everybody's talking about it. I was told I smoked crack. CTE has set in on me. what else is it? One of the dude that got drafted, what's his name, that had the bong mask. Somebody said I was
Laramie Tunsil.
Yeah, I was sharing the Tunsil mask of weed and cannabis with him and all kinds of other stuff that was being said based upon this soundbite.
Having the type of season that they had last year can make you rethink a whole lot of things that you did in the past. That seat is warm for Bill Belichick. And that might sound crazy for some people, but
that's
Bill Belichick has to have a good season this year. And you know why? Because there are whispers. It was Tom. It was always Tom. It couldn't have been anything else but Tom. And Bill Belichick has to show before he gets too far away from Tom Brady leaving that it was not Tom Brady. It was, in fact, and indeed, the system of what Bill Belichick built in New England. So he has pressure on him for sure. So, but I don't think that it's realistic to think that he's going to get a quarterback of Justin Fields' caliber at number 11. He would have to make a more aggressive move in the draft. And that is uncharacteristic of Bill Belichick. And I don't see that happening.
All right. Who wants it?
I'll take it. And all right. I somewhat agree with you, LeVar. But Bill Belichick, see, it's not lukewarm. It's not warm. Man, that chair, he's in New England. That chair is a hot seat. Man, that's a iceberg that he's sitting on.
Okay.
Bill Belichick has won so many Super Bowls for New England. Do they draft great? Absolutely not.
Have not done well.
But they're always competitive, and they win. Now, we're talking with Brady. He's going to have to prove that he can be competitive. And he probably won't win a Super Bowl without Brady. And I won't even say probably. I'm not going to play both sides of the fence. He won't win one without Brady. But he just needs to be competitive. I said this years ago, LeVar, and you know this as well. Tom Brady was the reason that team was winning. I said this years ago on television, you, I, Jason, and Marcellus. The coach can draw up the best game plan. We got to go execute his players. And that's
always
what Brady did.
Always players over plays. Yep.
He went out there and executed. But Bill Belichick has done so much for the New England Patriots franchise, there's no hot seat. He will never be fired. He will retire before they fire him. That's an iceberg he's sitting on. But Brady is showing more and more. He will never say this, but hey, guys, it was me. It was me over here that was getting this done. Y'all wanted to make it like it was about Bill and me, but it was really me. Mm.
Plex.
Let's just address the elephant in the room. Tom Brady's gone. Mm. Tom Brady he's down in Tampa Bay. So with that being said, Bill Belichick, just like TJ said, you know, he has built a resume that has basically been, you know, it's been legendary, you know, over the last 20 years in the National Football League. So with that, he has created job security for himself, winning six Super Bowls with Tom Brady. And it just, you know, there is no hot seat, just like TJ said. I believe, just like TJ said, he will retire before before Robert Kraft walks into the offices and fire him. I believe, you know, he has that much respect for him. He's like, you know what? Tom is gone. I understand it. So it creates a different situation for a coach like Bill Belichick. You look at him without Tom Brady with the Patriots, he's 25-28. Mm-hmm. Anybody else in the NFL would have been fired. Mm-hmm. Without a doubt, they would not have a job. And at the same time, you know, at the quarterback position, playing in New England, it's just a tough position to play. Those shoes would never be filled, which is just – it's a bad situation for any quarterback going in camp. They would never, you know, succeed or, you know, play to the level of what they are used to. It's just a bad situation going in. But as far as Bill Belichick is concerned, he's not going anywhere. There's no seat. He's standing up. He don't even sit down. So there is no hot seat for him. He has job security. He's not going anywhere. But just like Tom Brady said the other day on Good Morning America, you know, when you're in a place for 20 years, you only know one way. And he's showing us, and he said, you know what, there are other ways to do things. Insinuating just what TJ said, it was me. It wasn't about him. It was about Tom Brady, and I'm going to let y'all see that firsthand.
Okay, let me jump in on this and say that it makes sense to say he's sitting on an iceberg. It makes sense to say that he is standing up. He's not on a seat. I don't necessarily think hot seat means fired. And when I made the comment that he's on a seat that's getting warm, I'm merely suggesting that we're looking at greatness personified, greatest ever personified in Tom Brady. It makes me think about the Jay-Z song, Lost One. Y'all remember that song when Jay-Z basically gave you a bar and said, well, everybody's saying you made Hove. Made Hove say, okay, so make another Hove. All right. So to me, you're not going to make another Rockefeller. You're not going to create another Jay-Z. And that's what made Rockefeller Records, the gear, the everything connected to it. And I'm looking at this Tom Brady, Bill Belichick situation. You touched on it, Plex. Bill Belichick is under 500 as a head coach in the National Football League without Tom Brady. You can't be the greatest coach of all time if your record is below 500.
Right.
Now, that was a process. That was where I first started, is that, okay, you had a Jay-Z in your midst, and he was rocking the mic for you for all these 20 years. Then I started thinking to myself, what do owners want? What do fans want? They want to win. They don't want to lose. They want to win. And they want to have hope, and they want to have belief. So then I started thinking about, well, you bring in Cam this past year. And if you were paying attention to the New England Patriots, you know that Cam did not let the New England Patriots down. In fact, he made the landing, he made the season actually a better situation than what it would have been if Stidham had been the quarterback of this team coming into this year. They might have won 3-4 games.
I mean, Cam started off well. If you he doesn't get COVID, you never know. He started off really well.
Right. So he gave this team hope. If anything, New England let him down by not having enough weapons and having enough protection to go with and enough defense to go with Cam coming to town.
They also had some injuries too on offense.
They had some
injuries. A lot of guys opt out on defense.
A lot of guys opt out. Okay. Why did they opt out? You know, a lot of these things moving around.
Tom ain't going to be there. We got to deal with Bill. No, I'm good.
So then I start to think to myself, guys, a fan base and a ownership group, whether I love you or not, whether you won a whole bunch of Super Bowls or not, which they've put it together, if that nucleus of people that came together and did all of those amazing things for an amazing stretch of time, if that's gone, then now the you'd have to assume that the countdown is on if you don't prove that you can do it again.
But you know what, LeVar?
I just think that's reality. You have to win in the
pros. So when you say do it again, elimination. Is it winning a Super Bowl or just making the playoffs?
Well, fortunately and unfortunate. Fortunately, you get the spoils of being a highly successful person. And when you're highly successful, you get paid based off of that. You get the reputation. You get the accolades.
It's the ultimate.
But you also get the pressure.
Expectations.
So now you created the expectation. There you go. You have now raised the bar to it's Super Bowl or bust with Bill Belichick. I don't think any of us – I heard you say competitive, TJ. He can't just be competitive.
Yeah, he's not. He's not winning the Super Bowl, man.
He cannot just be competitive as Bill Belichick.
This is the thing, though. You know he felt the pressure. When have we ever seen the New England Patriots be this active in free agency that quick? I mean, Hunter Henry, big deal.
Because that thing got warm.
Jonnu Smith, big deal. Kendrick Bourne was a fourth receiver in San Francisco.
Yes, like, come on in.
It was crazy.
Come on into the way I'm thinking. He has to show that the Patriot way has not gone to Tampa Bay. He has to. If that alone by itself, for me, that's a qualification to say your seat is warm. Because if you ever got to the point of where you lost hope and lost focus on the fact that the Patriot way is the reason why the Patriots are as good as they have been and as good as they will be, if that is the focus and that goes away based upon another losing season, they were a sub-500 team this past season. If they're sub-500 this year again, somebody came on my Instagram or my feed and added me and said Bill Belichick could go 0-16, 0-17, and would still be fine in New England.
I believe.
Yeah, four seasons.
His reputation would take a tremendous hit.
It would take a tremendous hit. And then now the clock is ticking. If y'all think, look at what happened to Doug Peterson. You can say, all right, well, Bill Belichick has a way more, you know, goodwill built up in New England.
Oh, man, Bill Belichick is never going to. When you win that many Super Bowls, he'll never get fired. Right. He'll retire.
Whether it's retirement or whether it's firing, it's going to be an urging of making a move based upon your lack of success. So that hot seat doesn't mean just get fired. That means if you made a decision that to leave the team based upon the lack of success, that's a hot seat.
Okay, let me ask you this question. Will it change the way you view Bill Belichick if he doesn't turn this around without Tom Brady? Will it change the way you view him historically in the game of football?
I already view him differently, but go ahead.
Been saying this for a long time, as far as I can remember. What I think about Bill Belichick and LeVar is two different things when you say the Patriot way. The Patriot way is, you know what, there's one way to do it in New England. It has nothing to do with play calling or Tom Brady. The Patriot way is what Lane Kiffin says. You know, he's a great evaluator of talent. He's the best scout in the NFL. He does the best research when it comes to drafting players. He go gets guys in the third, fourth, fifth, sixth rounds and turn these guys into you know, all pros and all stars, you know, putting them in position so they can play for, so they can play to
and
their strengths.
Been below 500 without Tom Brady.
Without Tom Brady. So the Patriot way has nothing to do with winning. It's about how the organization is ran. Mm. Bill Belichick, just like you said, 0-16, he's not going anywhere. So this whole thing about Bill Belichick in the hot seat. No,
I don't
he
buy
won't.
It.
I do. I can buy it.
Yeah, he will never go 0-16. I believe Tom Brady was the reason. But Bill, like,
of course he was.
When you look at the game of football, and I'll be honest with this, Tom Brady, he learned a ton from Bill Belichick about defensive football.
Yep.
How do you view things? Okay, when you come out in this, this is what we're looking for. And so he was able to learn defensive football and how Bill Belichick will attack a certain offense. He was able to learn that from Bill. And so the impact that Bill had on Tom Brady, I don't
that's
take
fine,
that for granted. That's there. That doesn't erase anything. But you have to apply it, and you have to go out there and do it, and that's what Brady did.
It can only carry you so far. We're going to open this up to the callers, to the phone lines. Please stay on topic. I have, against my better judgment, I've allowed Stretch to talk me into this. 877-996-6369. Call in. We're in the Fox studios. And by the way, Navien, tankless. For hot water that never runs out, go tankless with Navien, all right? Like, tankless water, the heaters, it provides endless hot water for spa-like comfort. Visit tanklessmadesimple.com and save hundreds with local rebates. All right, tanklessmadesimple.com. Make sure you check that out, all right? That's Navien. Make another Tom. They wasn't playing their day roles. Like Ben and J-Lo, I'm just saying. I've been in a daze, though. I'm just saying. All right, we're going to take some calls on this. I'm interested to hear how many people will tell me that I need to have an intervention.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
We're back. Make sure you check out our podcast, Up on Game. You know, subscribe, give us some star ratings. I checked them out the other day. Really nice words, kind words from the people who left some messages. Couple dudes that didn't like some of the topics we talked about. You'll never like everything that we talk about. And like everything
can't
we say.
Can't please everybody all the time.
We can't please all of y'all, but we'll try.
They'll be fine.
They'll be fine. You know, get over it. And you're probably listening right now. You're like, oh, my gosh, they gave me a shout out on the show. I'm back in. They're talking about me. All right, so let's go to the call lines. Let's get going on this because I'm interested to hear how crazy I am. Let's go to Alan in Maine. Be careful. It's in Maine. Alan, yeah, what's your take on this?
My take is that you are not crazy by any means.
Oh, wow. Okay.
LaVon got a compliment.
Jeez. Not one little bit. Because here's the deal.
Often. Tell us why.
Don't forget that Bill wanted to get rid of GOAT about 3 years prior.
Yes, he did.
And don't forget that almost happened. And then Bob Kraft said, no, we're going to hold off. We're going to stand pat here for a little bit. They won another Super Bowl. Bill has what he wanted. Bill has exactly what he wants. And that's the opportunity to try to win without Tom.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, man, he's sometimes you want what you want, you think you want it, but
until you get it.
You really don't.
Preach, Alan. Preach.
Losing is not a tradition in New England anymore. Losing has gone out the window. There's no room for losing in New England, and whoever Bob Kraft finds fault in, if it's Bill Belichick, there's nobody safe. Bill Belichick has ran a tight ship. He gets rid of three guys 3 years early. Bob Kraft will get rid of Bill Belichick. No
3 years
question.
Early. Three years early.
He wants to
That's the Patriot way. Get rid of Belichick 3 years early. If you could get rid of Tom Brady, man, we appreciate you, Alan. That is a great – I think that was a great call. I mean, if the Patriot way is to get rid of a guy that has run its course earlier, why, and you could get rid of Tom Brady, why is that not applicable to the coach?
Bombshell.
You know what I like about that caller? You know what I like about him? What
did you like?
Two things.
Give me one.
LeVar got a compliment, number one.
Yes. Thank you,
Thanks, for the first time on the show.
Forever.
And look, at number two, he said GOAT. Yeah. And everybody in the world knew who he was talking
Nobody
about.
Nobody said, who are you talking about? GOAT Brady.
GOAT. Got some more college, baby. He wanted to get rid of GOAT, and everybody knew who he was talking about. That's crazy.
Hey, let's go to TJ. He's next over the woods. Let's go to Matt out of Cincinnati. Matt, what you got, bro? What you thinking? Daniel, let's go to Daniel in North Carolina. I'm sorry. What you got going on, Daniel?
Yeah, I'm going to have to disagree with the last caller and you guys.
No, just me.
Point out some,
it would
just
be
LeVar,
me.
Not
it would
me.
Just be
okay,
me.
All right. Well, let's point out some facts. If this is the case and it's not Belichick, why doesn't Aaron Rodgers have four or more Super Bowls? He's just as talented, good quarterback. If it's not the coach, why is Aaron Rodgers sitting with one?
All right, I can address that one since I'm the one that you've said this to, because facts are facts. As a quarterback, talent-wise, there are a ton of quarterbacks that you could look at talent-wise that are better than Tom Brady.
Huh?
Oh, talent-wise?
I can't agree with that.
Talent-wise, I can.
Are you talking about running a 40 or getting out of the pocket?
Yeah, talent. We're talking
about better athletes. Oh, okay.
Okay. To me, talent
say that.
Is
don't
is
say
athletics.
Better talent. Okay,
a better talent.
Athletes.
Okay, if that's how y'all want to nitpick it, y'all go right ahead.
Oh, man,
but
if you're telling me
Drew Brees is talent wise probably a better quarterback than Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers, talent wise, is probably a better quarterback than Aaron Rodgers. Mike Vick, when he played, there are a lot of quarterbacks talent wise that we could say natural talent and ability, they're better than Tom Brady.
Well, say
Tom
that.
Brady
don't,
sets
don't
him.
Say, don't say what you just said. Now,
Tom
you
Brady
say,
sets.
You are sounding crazy.
Okay, well that's fine. Tom Brady sets himself apart, in my opinion, in my humble estimation, by his ability to dissect the defense, to know where the open guys are, to be able to bring a leadership quality and a value to the team and to the locker room that's probably unparalleled and unmatched by any other player that's ever played the game. Closest maybe being a Ray Lewis or Joe Montana. So to me, when I look at why Aaron Rodgers doesn't have all of those Super Bowls, it's quite simple. You can look at personnel and say, okay, defensively, that's why, or he doesn't have enough tools on offense, that's why. But really, the reality of it is, to me, is that Aaron Rodgers doesn't bring the qualities to the table that Tom Brady does that would equate to them being able to put together a season where you can start and finish. I think we don't look at the importance of starting and finishing a season. When you have leadership that can bring you through games where you're tired, where you're hurt, where you're borderline injured, where your mind is fatigued, where you just got being around the facility fatigue, where you got practice fatigue, where you have home life fatigue, all of these different things that you deal with, all of these pressures you deal with going through a season lead to your ultimate performance when you're in that place and when you're on the football field. Mm-hmm. When you have somebody who has the leadership qualities that can keep you in pocket, where I'm tired, all these things are going on, but you know what? Like, I'm focused. I see the GOAT is focused. Right. I'm focusing. Like, let's go get this done. Those are the reasons why teams win and why teams lose. Oh, it's cold outside. I don't feel like practicing. So now instead of having 10 good reps during practice, you have three. You put three good reps together in the practice because you're freezing cold and the ground is freezing and it's slushy and it's wet and your toes are numb. You're thinking about getting to a hot shower. Tom Brady's thinking about winning a championship.
Okay, so
that's
so,
the difference to me.
Okay, so let me – TJ can attest to this. As a wide receiver, there's a different respect level for every quarterback that you play with from a receiver standpoint, correct?
Fair enough.
100%.
Absolutely, because there's – You know, can I trust him? Can he command a huddle? Is he going to go out and give me everything he has, every snap on Sunday? And you going back to the Colts, talking about Tom Brady, I'm going to give you a story. My good brother, Fred Taylor, who should be going into the Hall of Fame pretty soon.
Yes, he should.
He went to New England in 2010. He told me a story when they were playing the Chicago Bears in Chicago. It was going to be a snowstorm going into that Sunday. He told me the schematics and the game plan. They went out on a snowy Sunday and they lined up in empty. Mm-hmm. And they threw the ball 40 times in that game, and Tom Brady threw for 369 yards in a snowstorm. And if you're a defensive coordinator going into a game and you know it's going to be snowing and raining, what's your game plan going into that game? You know what? We're probably going to put 8 in the box.
Got to stop the run.
We're going to stop the run, and they come out with a whole totally different program. If Bill Belichick has another quarterback, do you think he goes into that game with that same game plan?
If he has Aaron Rodgers, does he go into that game with that game plan? And does he win as much with Aaron Rodgers? Y'all answer me that. Aaron Rodgers have the same amount of success as Tom Brady in New England with Bill Belichick if he gets drafted to New England?
I believe so.
Yes.
I say the answer is unequivocally no. That's to say greatness. You're telling me that greatness happens every single time.
Defensively, I will say this. I played against the New England Patriots more than anybody.
Right now. Oh, my God.
Defensively, the New England Patriots have been very good over the last 20 years.
Yes, they
very
have.
Good.
Green Bay, their defense has been underrated. They don't speak about it enough, but they had great defenses over the last 15, 20 years. I can name maybe two seasons that the Green Bay Packers had a good defense, and that was when they won the Super Bowl back in with Charles Woodson in 2010 or 11, what year that was. But the Green Bay Packers going into a game, you know what? We have to score 35, 40 points for us to win a game.
I don't know, man. I don't think Aaron Rodgers goes to New England and has the career that Tom Brady does. Yes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Go ahead, Plex. If he was where we left off.
But you know what? It's just a different set of circumstances for both quarterbacks. You know, going into a game, if you're a defense coordinator or if you're a defense and you know that you have Tom Brady as your quarterback – you're saying to yourself, you know what, if we hold guys under 20 points, 21 points on Sundays, their odds for winning that football game is far more greater than any other team because they have Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers has never really had that luxury of having a defense where he can go out and say, you know what, I'm going to score 21 points and I'm going to win this week. Now, it's a totally different set of circumstances for both. For teams, but I believe if you put Aaron Rodgers on those Patriot teams over the past 20 years, I think he would have the similar success.
So every single quarterback that has had an amazing career, statistically speaking, that has arm talent and different things like that, that Aaron Rodgers brings to the table, they would have had the same type of career that Tom Brady is having right now.
I mean, we're putting so much on the physical part of the game. You have to be
– I'm not putting it on the physical part. I'm looking at the results. Tell me the results.
Mentally, you have to be very good. But I will say this. If Aaron Rodgers had better defenses when he was in Green Bay or early in his career, they win more Super Bowls. I don't believe that's up for debate at all.
I mean, Jim Kelly had one of the greatest defenses of all time, and they couldn't get a Super Bowl. They couldn't get a Super Bowl in the building. See, so to me, the problem I'm running into, y'all sitting there saying that Aaron Rodgers would have had the same type of career as Tom Brady, is what I said with the Jay-Z deal. Like, so you're saying to me, if you give Jay-Z you know, you give a guy that has the same. They have Dame Dash. They have what's the name of the company? What's Russell Simmons? Def Jam. They have all these different executives. They have all the support. They have the backing. They have this, that, and the other. You're creating another Jay-Z. We still haven't seen another Jay-Z yet today. We haven't seen another one. So to me, to say that, oh, you put a quarterback of the talent of Aaron Rodgers in the setup that Tom Brady had in New England means that you're going to produce the same type of results, if not better, than what Tom Brady did. I think that's absurd.
So if you knew, that's absurd. Hey, if you knew right now what you knew about Tom Brady today,
he would have went before all of us in our draft.
Right.
He would have went before
you,
all of us.
Where would you have drafted him?
He was in my draft. That was
right,
my
draft. That's what I'm saying. He would have been the first pick in our class, right?
Correct. Knowing what we know now, sure.
Okay, so what round did he get drafted in, LaVar?
What, the sixth?
Right.
I mean, he was late. I was already in D.C., already chose a house, got a new car, got all kinds, got my mom a new house. By the time Tom Brady was drafted, I had everything that I wanted to have in my life already bought and paid for.
Furniture.
So the bottom line is you don't know what you don't know, because at the end of the day, the intangibles that you're speaking of, TJ, when you said we're talking physical, we're not talking all the other things, we're talking physical. No, I'm with you on that. The intangibles of Tom Brady are what make Tom Brady Tom Brady. Nothing else. Yeah, nothing
nobody,
else.
Hey, nobody is downplaying his intangibles, his intelligence. You know,
I don't think that's matchable.
What that he's done. Oh,
I don't think anybody can match it.
By any stretch of imagination. So I don't want you to get this twisted and think that we're saying that about Tom Brady. What we're saying is that there are guys like Aaron Rodgers who I think if you put him in a situation, he would have been just as successful as Tom Brady was.
I don't know about that.
We're not taking anything away from Tom now.
I don't know about that. All right, let's go. Let's go to Chet. In Green Bay, of all places. Chet, what you got, man?
Oh, man, that's a lot to go through now with Aaron Rodgers. But I'm going to totally agree with that Aaron Rodgers would not have the same success that Tom Brady has. There's something about Tom Brady. I don't know if it's concentration or if he's got almost like a Jordan or Kobe mentality out there. But, you know, quarterbacks always make players better. And Rodgers, I mean, that's sad to say, but I'm coming from Green Bay, but Rodgers does not have that same mentality. I don't see it.
Hmm. Well, y'all say. I don't see it either. That's Aaron a killer. Aaron Rodgers. I want Aaron Rodgers lead my battalion. I want Aaron Rodgers, I want Tom Brady lead my battalion. I want him to be the general that says, here's the game plan for what we're going to do when we go in here and we got to go get them out. We got to get in and we got to get out. I want Tom Brady doing that.
This is the thing. The reason Aaron Rodgers has that narrative about him is because he hasn't had the type of success that his talent warrants. If he was playing with a better defense, that entire narrative would not be the case. And so everybody has this narrative about Aaron Rodgers because he's only won one Super Bowl. If you give him better defenses, that narrative is completely changing. And so Chet wouldn't even come in with that comment because Aaron Rodgers would have more Super Bowls.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year-round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. The gloves have already come off. I mean, we're barely into the first hour. Well, I guess we're about to get out of the first hour, but gloves are off on Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada. That's Plexico Burrs, otherwise known as Stretch Armstrong and Pantene Plus Hairstyle. Yeah, the super Avengers, the superheroes. All right. Listen, guys, I want to jump into this Lamar Jackson topic. Earlier this week, there was a report that came out. I'm reading this from Raven Country. Todd Karpovich, if I butchered your name, I apologize. And it stated, the Ravens quarterback updated his profile picture on Instagram, burning a newspaper article claiming that he can't win a playoff game. Jackson was criticized prior to last season for going 0-2 in the postseason over his young career. He quieted those critics by leading the Ravens to a 20-13 victory over the Tennessee Titans in the wild card round of the AFC playoffs. He ran for 136 yards with a long touchdown that changed the momentum of the game. But we all know the story, right, guys? They win that game, but they go home after. And it's led to the conversation of what did that mean? What, you know, Lamar Jackson puts this post up of burning the paper that says he can't win in the playoffs. I just wanted to get your guys' opinion and open up the conversation first initially on what do you think is driving Lamar Jackson to make that his profile pick? He seems to be a very calculated young man, seems to have a rhyme and a reason for the things that he does. What message is he sending by posting this message?
He hears the noise. He hears the noise, and ideally – I'm going to shut you guys up. And this is how sports works. He wins the MVP, and he doesn't win a playoff game. The following year, he has a little more success, but he doesn't win a playoff game. And so that he hears everything that's being said on TV. He's reading it. He sees it on social media. And so for me, when I look at that, it's okay, you guys want to talk this. I'm going to burn this. I'm going to win this playoff game. And then what y'all going to say now? That's how I look at it. He hears the noise, he sees it, and that's his way of saying, all right, I got you.
Yeah, I really don't know what the profile pick means for Lamar Jackson. Maybe he's, I don't know, blowing money fast, or he got a hot hand, or whatever the case may be. Or maybe he's coming into a lot of money. I don't know. You know, it's hard to, you know, you say what these young Thundercats are thinking these days. So, it's like TJ just said, you know, I think he hears it. I just saw on his picture on his IG story that, you know, he had a picture of him, you know, throwing a ball in a tight alley, different things like that, saying, oh, I'm just a running back, huh? You know, you have to have rabbit ears. I mean, you can't have rabbit ears, you know, playing the quarterback position or any position for that matter in the NFL. But you know, I just don't want Lamar Jackson to get caught up in not being who Lamar Jackson is. Mm-hmm. You know, he doesn't have to go out and prove to anybody that he's a pocket passer or he's a pocket quarterback. Him being standing in the pocket would not have gotten him where he is today. So you just got to go out and just be yourself and be who you are, let the game come to yourself. But, you know, things take time. You know, you look at the success that Mike Vick had while he was playing and ended up losing the NFC game, championship game to the Green Bay Packers back in 2002. Never got to the Super Bowl and things like that. But I will say this. I don't think that Lamar Jackson will win a Super Bowl in Baltimore. Mm. I really do. You know, they can have a great defense and all of those things, but you have to surround him.
Can he win a Super Bowl?
I don't think he will win a Super Bowl in Baltimore.
But you said in Baltimore, can he win a Super Bowl?
He can win a Super Bowl. He has all the talent in the world, all the intangibles to go out and be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. He just don't be the MVP of the NFL and can't play the position. Those things just don't go hand in hand. Baltimore is just not the place for him to win the championship. They're gonna have to surround him with some wide receivers who can go up and attack the football. He's not one of the most accurate passers that we have seen now. Let's just be honest. So I think they're going to have to go out and get him some big targets, guys that can make plays on the outside, and then we'll see the evolution of himself as a passer.
I look at it and I say to myself, Lamar Jackson is definitely hearing the noise. I think he's definitely tired of it. But I also think that the biggest point here is that he's dealing with carrying the weight of every running dual triple threat quarterback. He's hearing the criticisms that exist for a lot of other guys that have played this game, like Mike Vick and like the Vince Youngs and all those guys. So anyways, regardless of all those things, he's definitely putting it out there that he's the man and that he can handle things the way that he wants to handle them. You're listening to Up On Game. I'm LeVar Arrington. That's TJ Hushmanzada, Plexico Burrs. We got Big Sexy, Iowa Sam, Dave G, Dirty Dave in the back. Yeah, we're going to come back. We're going to keep this thing rolling. We're in the Fox Sports Radio studios. We're coming up on next hour. NFL Draft. What's next?